This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKean. The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now surpassed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths Sunday alone, along with more than 3,000 new cases coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday. It's the first drop in more than a week. Meanwhile, Britain confirmed its fourth case of coronavirus, Spain its second, with both cases acquired by people who had made trips to France. Millions of people remain under lockdown in Hubei, the landlocked province at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, where residents are complaining of food shortages. Earlier, Chinese officials reported the death toll for coronavirus had passed that of the SARS epidemic in 2002 and 3. Severe acute respiratory syndrome is believed to have killed 774 people and sickened nearly 8,100 in China and the special administrative region of Hong Kong. Thailand residents continue to mourn over its worst-ever mass shooting. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The death toll on mainland China from the coronavirus outbreak has now passed 900. China's National Health Commission reported another 97 deaths on Sunday, along with 3,062 new cases, coming after a drop in the number of reported cases on Saturday.
And Reuters' David Doyle reports on the mass shooting.
Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said on Sunday that the soldier, named as Jakrapan Toma, was angry over a house deal involving a relative of his commanding officer. That officer was killed by Jakrapant, officials said, before he stole a Humvee, assault weapon and ammunition and drove to a shopping mall in the northeastern city of Nakhon Ratchasima. During a 12-hour standoff, hundreds of shoppers fled the mall as the police and army launched several rescues. Hours before he began shooting on Saturday, Jakrapant posted on Facebook denouncing greedy people. He continued to post written updates during the